Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and security at the University of Texas at Austin at weather.utexas.edu. This is my audio weather webcast as we make our way through our Wednesday, this 12th day of February 2018. Let's go back and look at yesterday for a second before we get into the forecast mess that we're sort of dealing with today. High temperature yesterday out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport on Tuesday was 73 for the calendar day. 69 was the morning low. We had 4/100ths of an inch of rainfall out there. Camp Mabry, exactly the same on the temperatures for the calendar day Tuesday. The high was 73. The low was 69. To about 2/10ths of an inch of rain, 0.20 on the rainfall out there yesterday. Friends, sunshine yesterday pretty much non-existent across the area. I didn't, according to my estimate, see any sunshine at all in the Austin area, 0% of all possible. Let's talk about the weather pattern. What a mess. Really a forecast bust overnight. We expected much more rain than what we got. We got very little in the way of rainfall, at least most of us did in the overnight hours. I think that's ending today, but let's talk just a little bit about why that happened. One of the more important foundations, I think, of the forecast is that everything, no, but it is a foundation anyway, is the numerical forecast guidance. Off all the numerical forecast models, the computer at work trying to, through different algorithms, arrive at a forecast for us and to kind of help us out just a bit. All of them were consistently wet last night, and most of them showed a couple of inches of rain for Austin. They were miserably bad. They were just did not verify very well. They had not really been good in the last day or so. We were sort of dealing with that. I think probably I should have seen that coming. But the bottom line, as far as rain and rainfall amounts in the overnight hours, pretty miserable the forecast happened to be. Now, one thing I did kind of catch a hold of by late yesterday into last night was this faster advancement of the cool air into the area. This is colder Arctic surface-based air that's moved in. It moved in the Austin area between about 1 and 3 a.m. this morning. And as it moved in, of course, we turned a lot colder down here. But here's the key for you to remember. I just checked a little while ago. I checked Granger radar. I checked New Braunfels radar. I checked the upper air sounding from Del Rio and Fort Worth. The cool air that we're experiencing outside now only goes up to about 3,000 feet above the ground. That's it. The warm, moist air that was here yesterday on the ground is up on top of this. It's overrunning the top of the colder surface-based air as a big trough, or a big old, big broad trough covering the western U.S. That's a low-pressure trough turning in a counterclockwise direction, continues out west. And what's happening is, as it turns in a counterclockwise direction, it ejects disturbances. They move overhead. The disturbance that we expected overnight was not enough to produce much in the way of precipitation. As we've gotten into the day today, though, precipitation is becoming much more widespread, and even a lot of lightning out to the west of us, thunderstorms. So we're going to get into the rainy weather pattern, but the real thing we've got to consider now is that surface-based cold air is down to almost, well, it's onshore just a bit, but it's approaching the Texas coast. Folks, that means the rain showers and thunderstorms that we'll see really will not be surface-based. They're going to be elevated over this layer of colder air. And as a result, I think we missed out on our heaviest rain chances last night. While we still may see a few inches of rain for Austin and for South Central Texas, it may not be as heavy, or certainly won't be as heavy as it would have been if this front had stayed to the north and we had stayed more in warmer surface-based air. So there's just the complex that we're sort of dealing with, a very complex situation weather-wise, very dynamic weather situation. That front that went south of the area overnight, hey, it's not the last time we'll see it. By late tomorrow into tomorrow night and early Friday, it will retreat northward as a warm front. I think it'll come through the Austin area sometime on Friday. As it does, we get back in the surface-based moist air once again, and disturbances continue to be ejected by the upper-level trough of low pressure, which will still be out to the west of us. So showers and thunderstorms, I think at least still possible Friday into Friday night. And then another cold front sweeps in Saturday. That adds another lifting source in the atmosphere along with those disturbances from the west. So we'll go for a little better chance of showers and storms on Saturday. Once the front passes Saturday, I think we'll see somewhat of a break. Not all clouds will go away, though, and not all rain chances will disappear as we go into Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, into the first part of next week. So where do we end up? I'm a little gun shy on this one, but where do we end up rainfall-wise at the end of the next seven-day period? I still think a couple of inches of rain, maybe up to 2, maybe 2.5, 3 inches of rain. But the good news, as it appears to me now, is I think this rain will be spread out enough that we'll see some localized urban flooding problems and maybe some low water crossing problems. But the good news about it is the fact that I think that we'll keep at least the heaviest rain kind of spread out over a couple of days for Austin and for South Central Texas. Well, the sun came up this morning in the Austin area at 7:05. Sets this evening at 6:24. Sunrise tomorrow morning, getting a little earlier each day, 7:04. And sunset tomorrow evening on Thursday evening at about 6:25. And my forecast for Austin, for surrounding communities, cloudy, unseasonably cool, numerous rain showers and thunderstorms and associated lightning risk today. And we may see some localized urban flood problems as a result. An 80% chance of rain today, an average of an inch or less, I think. Temperatures remaining in the 40s, north winds about 8 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, numerous rain showers, isolated thunderstorms, and associated lightning risk. A 70% chance of rain, decreasing a little bit to about 50% late. Another quarter to a half inch of rain on average. A low of 38, 39. North winds 5 to 12. Tomorrow for Thursday, cloudy, unseasonably cool. Rain showers, isolated thunderstorms with an associated lightning risk. A 50% chance of rain tomorrow morning, first thing. Then up to 70% by midday. Another quarter to a half inch, let's say. A high of about 52, north-northeast winds. For tomorrow night, temperatures will steady out. And I expect some patchy fog to develop tomorrow night in advance of that northward-moving warm front. Cloudy, numerous rain showers, isolated thunderstorms, and associated lightning risk. 70% chance of rain tomorrow night, another quarter to a half inch. Low of 48, light north winds become more easterly after midnight. For Friday, cloudy and warmer, scattered rain showers and thunderstorms with a lightning risk, about a 60% chance of rain. Where rainfall occurs, it'll average about a quarter to a half inch, a high around 70, light east-southeast winds becoming southeasterly in the afternoon. Friday night, more of the same. Scattered rain showers, thunderstorms, a 60% chance. Another quarter to a half inch, I expect on average. A low about 62 Friday night, a southeast wind 5 to 12. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, numerous showers and thunderstorms, an associated lightning risk, cold front passing in the afternoon. 60% chance of rain, rainfall averaging quarter to a half inch again. That's additional rainfall, a high around 73, south-southeast winds west-northwest with cold frontal passage by afternoon. Saturday night, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler, a few lingering rain showers, about a 20% chance of rain Saturday night. Low 47, 48, north winds 5 to 12, and on Sunday, isolated rain showers early, a 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy, high 65, north-northeast winds 5 to 10, more easterly by afternoon and evening. And then for Sunday night, partly cloudy, 48 the low, a light east northeast wind, partly cloudy Monday with a high of 69, east winds 5 to 10, more southeast in the afternoon. Monday night, low near 50, partly cloudy, a light wind. And on Tuesday, partly cloudy, a high around 70, a south to southeast wind, pretty light for Austin and for South Central Texas. Friends, that's my 7-day forecast for Austin, for South Central Texas. Let's look ahead, courtesy of the National Weather Service, their Climate Prediction Center in the Washington, D.C. area, their 8 to 14-day outlook. For Austin, for South Central Texas, they prepare this outlook once a day in the afternoons. It's there to give us a trend of where we expect to go beyond the 7-day forecast. So for Austin, for South Central Texas, next Wednesday, the 28th of February, through Tuesday, the 6th of March, temperatures near to slightly above average, and precipitation continuing slightly above average as well. Friends, that's my audio weather webcast on this Wednesday, 21st day of February, 2018. I'll update my websites, my audio weather webcast, again Thursday morning. Hey, grab the umbrella. Have yourself a good Wednesday.